Welcome back, Insomniacs. My name is Tara.
Tara has a whole ass cracker in her mouth right now.
Oh, I don't. I did.
So this episode's gonna be a minisode.
That's pretty much it. Kelsey, tell me a story.
This week's episode isn't about a case, per se, but a theory. And just, like, the sheer idea of this one is what I really found interesting, because it just sounds like something from a horror movie, just with, like, the name of what this theory is.
And if I know the title of what you're gonna present, and that's pretty much all I know, except for one detail. And so you guys may have heard of this one before, because I had. So this is maybe a little more information than you might be used to about it.
Yeah, I feel like this is something that a lot of people do know about, just because it does have that, like, mystery surrounding it.
Yeah, you know, my brother actually did a latex Halloween version of it one year. He was like Mr. Smiley.
That's from like a movie or something, I think.
Oh, I don't know. It might have been.
So what you may have just heard Tara say is Mr. Smiley, which brings me to the idea of this episode, which is the smiley face murder theory. Now, what Tara was talking about, I believe, might be from a movie.
Probably.
But what we're talking about is an actual theory that links some cases together. So, two former New York detectives created a theory that over 40 drownings were connected, and they're all murders, according to these detectives.
40?
40. 40 drownings.
Oh my god.
Yes. So, Kevin Gannon and Anthony Duarte, I believe that's how you say that. Don't quote me on that. They're credited with coming up with this theory, as they believe that all these drownings have mysterious similarities. So these drownings mostly take place in the Midwest and northeastern parts of the United States. The alleged victims, I say alleged victims because this isn't, like, it's a theory. This is not nailed down. There's no definitive answer on whether these drownings are
related.
So the alleged victims are white males in their 20s who are described as being athletic, popular, and overachievers. These men were found dead in bodies of water after a night out with friends. I saw that cheese that you shoved in your mouth.
You were struggling.
I don't know. It is believed that these murders started with the death of a 21-year-old college student named Patrick McNeil in 1997. Which, shout out to 1997. That was the year I was born. Hello.
I was not even an idea yet.
I was. barely. December of 97 was I.
Oh yeah.
A thing.
Tail end.
So Patrick McNeil, he had gone missing after a night out drinking at a bar that his friend worked at. 2 months later, they found his body near the entrance to the New York Harbor. His autopsy suggested that he may have been bound and burned before entering the water. So, that's just, like, a weird case that these detectives feel like started this string of drownings. And the reason that they called it the smiley face murder theory is because, in many instances, smiley face graffiti was found near the bodies, somewhere in the vicinity. According to one of my sources, there were 22 smiley faces drawn out of 40 of these cases, and 9 of them were drawn with horns on the smiley face.
Weird.
Very weird.
That is very specific, too.
Right. And it gets a little bit weirder and a little bit more specific. Some of these cases even had the word Sinsinwa, I believe that's how you say that, which was also graffitied somewhere near the bodies.
What's that mean?
It's a Native American word meaning rattlesnake.
That's even more cryptic and strange.
Very strange. Some other similarities that connected the deaths are that they're all ruled accidental drownings. Well, most of them are ruled accidental drownings due to alcohol, but some of the men were actually found with GHB in their system. Mm-hmm.
Okay.
You see where we're going with this?
I do.
What do you think is going to happen?
Oh, well, I think maybe happened was either they were hopped up or were accidentally hopped up, like they were drugged, maybe, mm-hmm. and then were placed in the water and drowned, because GHB is nothing to play with, especially if you don't know you're taking it.
Right. So, interesting that you said that they were drugged, because where we're going with this is the idea of GHB being in their system has led the former detectives who are researching this to believe that the men were drugged and then tortured for time before being placed into the water.
Oh my god. Okay. This might be a bit premature, so shut me up if I'm jumping ahead, but two questions. So one of them, were any of them actually drowned? Like, did they find water in their lungs? Like, were they, like, they could tell that they were dead before they were put in the water. They could tell that they died in the water. Was that anything you came across?
Well, the thing is there are 40 cases that are connected within this theory. Yeah. So there are some that have it, some that are some of the cases that have, where they were drowned. Some of them, they think they may have been killed before and put into the water.
It varies per case is what you're saying.
Right.
Okay. So there wasn't a commonality in that way.
Right.
Okay. Other question. Mm-hmm. Well, did this these 40 cases, did they take place over a certain period of time?
So 1997 up until as recently as 2016. So with the idea that they may or may not have been drugged, or that, you know, they had some of them. I'm not going to say, like, not a large majority of them had GHB. It was just common in some of the cases that are connected.
Common enough to note.
Yes. Kevin Gannon and Anthony Duarte, the two detectives, implied, well, when I say implied, Gannon straight up said that he thinks that there could be a gang that's committing these acts. He stated that he believed it was a well-organized gang with major cells across major cities. He also believes that they stalk and follow these men before taking them and then drugging them to overpower them, since they're described as being, like, athletic men. Some, like, famous cases that are connected to this theory, like some cases that people in the true crime community know about, some that just have like really high publicity that are connected to this theory. So one of them is Tommy Booth, who was a 24-year-old who entered a bar to celebrate his friend's birthday. There was surveillance footage of him going into the bar, but there were none of him leaving. 2 weeks later, he was found in the river behind the bar. Some strange elements of, like, his case was that his body was in rigor mortis when they found him, which I don't know if you know anything about that, that's not really consistent with him being missing for 2 weeks, considering rigor mortis usually leaves the body within 24 to 36 hours.
I was about to say, it sets in at, like, 8 hours, and then after that, there's a certain point where it's stiff, and then after, like, 2 days, it's done. You go limp, because you start decomposing.
Absolutely.
Gross, but true.
And he was supposedly gone for 2 weeks.
So. That's weird. So he was kept somewhere.
That's what is thought. Another death was of 22-year-old Todd Geib. Gabe. Don't laugh at me considering it's spelled G-E-I-B. So I don't know how to pronounce that. So Todd had gone to a local party that was like a bonfire. This was in Michigan. He left the party to go home and had called a friend and said, I'm in a field. And then the call dropped.
What?
That, if you haven't even heard of that case, that might be one that we could cover at some point, considering it is so bizarre.
That would be a kind of cool segue into that case for the next time. Kelsey, wink, wink.
Wink, wink.
That's a terrifying way to, like, if you called me and were like, hi, Tara, I'm in a field.
In the middle of the night?
Yeah. I would freak out.
Yeah. That case is crazy. I figured that you had heard of it, so that's why I didn't, like, go into that much detail.
I would never sleep again. If you called me and said that to me in the middle of the night, I would never sleep again. I would just die. yeah. of sleeplessness.
No, he didn't, like, hang up, though. Like, the call dropped. So oh, that's even no. creepier.
That's more terrible.
Yes. So, the next day, his mother hadn't heard from him, and so she filed him as missing. He was found 3 weeks later in a lake with little signs of decomposition.
Oh, my God.
There's even weirder circumstances around the way his body was found. Like I said, I didn't go into detail because that's not specifically what this story is about.
Yeah.
But we could do that later because it is real weird. He had alcohol and antidepressants in his system. And he wasn't prescribed antidepressants.
Huh.
So it was strange.
Yeah, those can be kind of used as tranquilizers if you're not used to using them. Just throwing that out there.
What do you think about just the theory in general?
I find it very interesting that there's the commonality of the horns being drawn, because to me, like, if I'm drawing a smiley face, like, a smiley face in general is a very benign symbol, which I think is what makes this so creepy.
Would you like to hear speculation on why it's a smiley face?
Sure.
Speculation is that it's laughing in the face of the police. That's speculation.
Okay. And, like, the fact that it's graffiti, you know, like, if you're a 13-year-old and you have a paint can, smiley face, first thing is probably gonna write. And, like, I get it that, like, that's probably something that's graffitied everywhere, but the horn thing, that makes me think, And also, if it was near the vicinity of each body, that's just weird.
Very odd.
Very odd.
But the smiley face was, so they linked 40 cases, right?
Yeah.
The smiley face was found in 22.
Yeah.
Of 22... there was 9 that had the horns.
So, like, a little less than half.
Right.
Yeah. It's just interesting. It's enough, 50%, and then, like, 40, 45%. That's still a significant amount to me. Strange.
Very strange. The fact that this case has garnered so many people's attention.
Yeah.
Also.
Yeah, like, even I know there's, like, creepypastas and stuff like that, like, about this kind of thing with, like, the calling card being a smiley face and stuff like that. It's become almost weird urban legend because it originated, like, in the 90s.
Mm-hmm.
And I think no one was ever really prosecuted in a lot of them, if I'm not mistaken.
Well, most of them are literally just ruled as accidental drownings.
That's just so weird to me because... you cannot be in early stages of rigor mortis, even late stages of rigor mortis, and have gone gone missing 3 weeks beforehand. You just can't do that.
Yeah. Very weird.
Very weird. I don't like it. Gives me the creepies. Gives me the ew.
The ew. Yeah, I was literally just about to say it. So that is the theory. In a nutshell. Actually, I say in a nutshell, but honestly, that's pretty much all there is to the theory, which to me sounds a little broad.
Yeah, a little bit. Because, I mean, you could break down each case. We'd be here all night.
Because there's 40 cases.
Yeah.
That's why I selected 2 that were very high profile that many people have heard of.
Yeah.
To just give a example of, like, some of the cases that are being brought into this. Some of them, though, are just as simple as a college student was found in a body of water after a night out drinking. So here's where we're gonna segue into what the FBI thinks about this theory.
They got involved. Okay.
The FBI and the Homicide Center organization, both of these, have... stated their opinion about the theory, and they've done investigations into the aspects of this theory. The FBI made a statement saying that these cases are alcohol-induced accidents that they don't feel have linking evidence. They're continuing to work with some of the police organizations in the areas that have these issues. Police precincts that have a high number and like of these accidents that they think are connected, but they don't believe that it's connected.
Okay.
The Homicide Center organization, they even wrote a paper about this theory. They titled it "Drowning: The Smiley Face Murder Theory."
Oh.
Yeah.
A little aggressive.
This paper's from 2010, and they basically detailed all the reasons why they think this theory is not plausible. And Shall I give you some of those?
I was going to say, what are some of those?
I do want to say one thing about this paper is they seem to be very stuck on the idea of the smiley face specifically, which feels like, although that's what it's named after, is the smiley face murder or the smiley face killer theory or smiley yeah. face murder theory. Although that's like the title of it, I feel like that's like not as important of a theory or a element to the theory.
Yeah.
I think all of the other aspects of like the commonality between all the victims, I say in quotes. But the Homicide Center organization really focuses on debunking the smiley face aspect.
Yeah.
So one of their main arguments was that smiley faces are really common.
Which I did kind of say earlier.
Yeah.
So, like, I get it, but...
It's fair.
It's fair.
And I agree, smiley faces are really common. Especially if you're, like you said, a 13-year-old who's like, oh, I have spray paint smiley face.
Yeah.
And a little side note, smiley faces were created in 1964.
Oh, that was the year my father was born.
I thought it was really interesting that it was 1964 because... It's a smiley face. I figured that it was earlier than that.
Yeah.
So along with smiley faces are really common. Also, none of the smiley faces were that similar. How can you connect all of these smiley faces if they weren't extremely similar? You know what I mean?
That's fair.
Another issue with this theory is that some of the incidences that they're connecting took place at the same time. In different states. Or, like, in the same night.
And that's fair. That's fair. You know, but let's say that 25%, so 10 or 12 of these murders were accidental deaths, were not related. That still leaves 30. You know mm-hmm. what I mean? So it's like, I understand where they're coming from, but like, let's say we control for that variable, right? And we get rid of anything that actually has any one that has the same date as another one. We just exclude them. We still would have a huge data set, if that exactly. makes any sense. You know what I mean? Okay, continue.
Yeah. Which I think is a very, a good thing that they like pointed out, considering it's it fair. Kind of yeah. debunks a lot of the theory, or a lot of the theory, if that makes sense.
No, it does.
But it also kind of supports the gang idea.
Yeah. You know, it would have to be, I mean, they did say it would have to be a prolific gang. Like, it would have to be a very widespread
mm-hmm.
gang. Like a fight club kind of thing. Like,
well-organized.
Yeah, like, has cells in multiple cities, you know, things like that.
Yeah. So. Also, some of the smiley faces that they have noted, like, in these cases, were found after the fact, if that makes sense. So, like, a body was found in this body of water. They're like, okay, it was an accidental drowning. Later, somebody came through and they're like, oh, there's a smiley face. It wasn't automatically connected to that death at the time that that person was found, if that makes sense.
Yeah.
It's a little sketch.
Yeah, that could be any number of things, you know. And I mean, if there were rumors floating around at the time that there was a smiley face killer, then that might have been someone being like, oh, someone was killed, you're gonna draw a smiley face. You know what I mean?
Yeah. Another reason that they believe that this is not a plausible theory is that some of the cases, there was trauma done to the bodies that were found. Some of the cases, there wasn't trauma. So how do you connect all of these things when there's different variables for each of those scenarios?
They have a different MO.
So it's almost like it's not a strong enough link, basically.
Yeah. I feel like if the theory hadn't been so reaching, and if it had just connected maybe the 9 that had the horns, or mm-hmm. maybe the 10 that all had trauma, or, you know, some, or all the 11 that had GHB, I'm just making up numbers, but, you know, things like that, I feel like there may have been, that maybe the police would take it more seriously.
Right. It's too broad.
It's too broad.
It's a very interesting and mysterious name to add to it, and it draws all of, like, these... all of these images in your head of, like, this creepiness. But it was too broad to include 40 that have way too many different aspects. Another reason they believe that this theory is false is because it doesn't follow normal serial killer, wow, that's hard to say, behaviors, as it doesn't appear that there's a motive. It's just like, oh, let's kill this guy and this guy and this guy.
Well, you know, that does go back to, like, no, if it was one guy, then that would probably make no sense. But then at the same time, if they're saying it's a gang, that just could be initiation. Be like, oh, that guy right there, he looks drunk. Mm-hmm. You know what I mean? Just, and it's...
That's interesting.
Yeah, you know, because it's there's a lot of gang violence is random.
Right.
You know, and...
But it's a very weird part of a gang. To be like, oh, we're the smiley face killer gang.
And it's also, I have not heard any, like, I don't know, underground juggalo group that's like,
yes, I paint smiley faces on the walls near my victims.
How many people have you been talking to that were in gangs just in general, Tara?
Like, none. Maybe the one guy, Willis, from my high school. Hey, Willis, if you ever listen to this.
Oh, no. Are we leaving that in?
I mean, we can. He's never going to listen to this.
You don't know. Maybe Willis changed his life and decided to listen to True Crime Podcast.
Willis was not in the gang. He said he was.
So what you're telling me is he lied.
Oh, yeah.
Wow. That's not even a cool lie.
No. But I didn't say Willis was cool.
Fair. Fair. But I don't know, I had this idea of Willis that he was this, like, you know, tough guy. Now you just tell me he's a liar.
If Brandy listens to this, she's gonna die laughing.
Hi, Brandy.
Hi, Brandy.
The Homicide Center organization were just, like, straight up calling out these detectives who came up with this theory. They were like, we have reasons why we think they made it up also. Yeah, I know. I was like,
wow.
That's a little sassy.
They're just trying to solve some cases.
I know. They were like, we think they're up to no good.
All right.
Believed that they concocted this theory for fame and notoriety, which, I don't know. I don't know about all that.
I don't know about all that either. They're talking about they think the detectives concocted this theory and propagated it.
Yes.
Why would they do that? That would just be like, we're bad at our job. There's a gang running around killing people. Well,
they were retired.
I don't care. That's just, I guess if they're retired, then that would make more sense for them to get fit. But I don't get it. That doesn't make, that, no.
Yeah,
doesn't.
I don't get it either.
I don't get
it.
Also, like, how many retired detectives do you know that have, like, fire Twitter accounts that are like, yeah, the smiley face killer? Like, yeah, like, let's make this trending.
To be fair, I know no detectives at all.
I don't either. I mean, they might have fired, like, Twitter accounts. I don't know.
Maybe.
I don't have a fire Twitter account.
You don't even have a Twitter account, do you?
I don't.
And here's a segue to say, go follow our Twitter account. It'll be linked in the description below. Anyways. So, yeah, they thought they concocted the theory for fame and notoriety, which I call some BS on, but okay. Another speculation, which this one I seem to lean more towards because it makes more sense, is... Okay. A need to understand the unexplained.
That would make much more sense. That, to me, is logical. Because you're just trying to put the pieces together. It's what everyone's trying to do, you know?
Yeah. Because nobody wants to believe that these men just, like...
Died. Unexplainably.
Like, especially, like, their families. One of their families even reached out to, Gannon and was like, please tell me that my son didn't just fell into this water and drowned. They're just trying to find answers.
Yeah.
I understand that the detectives, like, once they've made this personal connection with the family, it's like, okay, we're gonna try and figure out a reason for this happening. And sometimes when you are looking for a reason, you kind of overextend.
Yeah.
And to conclude all of this, the detectives ended up actually ending their investigation in 2012, because they basically just exhausted all of their finances that they had to research.
That's always horrible to me. Yeah. It's like, we can't contribute anymore to this investigation because we literally don't have the funding to do it. Which is horrible. It makes me think of how many investigations that could have been solved that were halted all the way back to, like, 1800, just because they weren't funded.
Exactly. And although that their investigation ended in 2012, I did see that they had, a thing with the Oxygen Channel where they did a couple of episodes on there. Oh. They even had, like, a series, but that was from January of 2019. I'm not sure if it's still going. I think mostly it's just them talking about their theory. But yeah, that is the smiley face murder / smiley face killer theory.
That's a lot. Mm-hmm. That's a lot. Like I said before, I do not think it was something that was concocted by retired detectives. I think that that whole theory needs to go die. but I do think it maybe is a little bit overinflated by, like, right, web sleuths and maybe just word of mouth and things like, what about this guy? Didn't he drown? Well, what? I bet he's part of it. You know, some people can actually just get real high or real drunk and drown. And yeah, maybe one or two of those were that. Maybe a couple others were some foul play that was unrelated. I have to think there's got to be a commonality with at least maybe like 10% of them.
Men are more likely to drown from being intoxicated, but that's also related to the fact that men are more common to act erratically, and once they become drunk, they have
less inhibitions
than women. Women are more likely, once they're intoxicated, to fall off of, like, cliffs and things like that.
Well, that's relatable.
Relatable? How many cliffs you been falling off of?
I just trip over things. I do that sober.
So, I feel bad just, like, being like, oh, here...
Here's this theory, and here's no closure.
All these people who feel like it's not true, and I kind of am in that same mindset of, I don't believe that this is a true theory, linking all these together. Like, I don't think that the smiley face is what links them.
That's fair. I think the smoking gun is the discrepancy in their state of decomposition.
Yes.
From when they disappeared or were last seen. To me, that is something that should have been looked into. Like,
narrowed down. They kept it so broad, vague. And I think that vague. It's too vague.
Yeah.
If they had taken and made this theory much more narrowed and, like you said, nailed down more of those specifics, that was two instances that I found out of 40. I obviously didn't go through all 40, but those two were what are just, like, very popular cases that many people know about. And that's why I talked about them here, because many people do know about these cases. But yeah, that's the smiley face murder theory. It's sad. All those people died. I don't necessarily believe that this theory encompasses all 40.
All of those people. Unfortunate. Well, I guess on that depressing note...
Are you gonna say it?
I'm gonna say it. Cue theme song.
Oh, I guess I don't need to wear these earbuds. Wear these earbuds.
Unless I want to feel extremely left out.
Considering they're not plugged into anything, I'm just wearing them. Okay. Why do you hate me? Tell me that.
I could open smack. That's worse.
Or you could just not.
I won't do that.